The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Last week, the renowned Key West Literary Seminar held its 36th annual gathering. The theme of this year's four-day event was Writers of the Caribbean, and it turned out the organizers could not have picked a timelier subject. As writers and readers arrived at the San Carlos Institute on Thursday, so did news of President Trump's allegedly disparaging remarks about immigrants. Immigrants from majority black Caribbean countries like Haiti. In that, Edwige Danticat heard a clear implication.
Because now we're talking about shithole people.
She was referencing the foul language Trump has since denied using. Danticat is an award-winning author and MacArthur Fellow. She lives in Miami and was born in Haiti. That's where her acclaimed novel, Claire of the Sea Light, is set. She says the Trump controversy
creates an urgency for Caribbean writers because there are no bystanders anymore. When the president feels permitted to say something like that, irresponsible, racist, vulgar, and dehumanize people, then it gives others power to do the same.
Danticat was just one of the Caribbean writers at the seminar who made a literary call to arms to counter Trump's race-baiting rhetoric. Marlon James is from Jamaica. He won the prestigious Man Booker Prize in 2015 for his historical and fantastical novel, A Brief History of Seven Killings.
If we're going to talk about someone like Trump, you almost have to go back to the great dictator novels, Autumn of the Patriarch. We're going to have to turn to the fantastical to understand reality.
That Gabriel Garcia Marquez novel James mentioned is one example of the Caribbean's more surreal literary traditions. But whatever style you use to frame them, Trump's comments clearly energized one of the Key West Seminar's missions: to showcase not just Caribbean literature, but also literature that showcases the Caribbean's importance in the past and future of the Americas.
This place that you thought of as marginal is absolutely central.
U.S. writer Joshua Jelly Shapiro is author of the travelogue Island People, the Caribbean and the World. He points out Haiti's 1804 revolution was one of the central events of democracy in the Western Hemisphere. And today, he says, the Caribbean is a key climate change barometer.
In this era, when hurricanes seem to be getting worse and more frequent, in more ways than one, we're all in the Caribbean now.
Two powerful hurricanes devastated much of the Caribbean last year. Hurricane Irma battered Key West. That reality hung over the Caribbean writers' gathering as much as Trump did. Here's why. Political colonialism preoccupied Caribbean writers in the 20th century. Now a sort of environmental colonialism does. Carbon emissions from developed countries worsen the global warming, sea level rise, and climate extremes that most seriously affect the islands.
Since the hurricane, I've become angrier.
Puerto Rican Esmeralda Santiago is author of the novel America's Dream. Hurricane Maria demolished the U.S. island territory of Puerto Rico, whose U.S. citizen residents feel Washington has grossly neglected their recovery.
That lack of empathy, it's infuriating. I think we're going to be seeing some very passionate writing. I think we will all be writing about this hurricane in some way or the other.
Santiago led a panel on that subject with author Tiffany Yannick. Yannick is a native of the U.S. Virgin Islands, also ravaged by last year's storms. Her 2014 novel, Land of Love and Drowning, is set there. Yannick is part of a new generation of Caribbean writers who often engage that eco-anxiety.
In my own work, I'm directly taking on environmental destruction in the Caribbean. Now we are very aware of climate change in ways that when Walcott was writing were not so clear to us.
Derek Walcott, the Caribbean poet and Nobel laureate. He died last year, and his legacy was honored at the Key West Seminar. Yannick sees his masterwork, the epic poem Homeros, as a launching place for today's Caribbean narratives.
In his work, the sea is doing this really vibrant, important work. It's feeding us. It's connecting us. It is our highways. It is our dinner tables. But in the Caribbean now, we recognize the sea as being a new sort of menace because of climate change.
In one passage, Homeros does describe a Caribbean hurricane. When the storm passes, Walcott writes, "There would be brilliant days still till the next storm, and their freshness was wonderful." Caribbean writers say their challenge now is to find a new freshness, a new wonderful. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.